There's something going on with the network where it doesn't load. So visionzeroakron.pages.dev will also go to that. So the other thing to talk about is the North Hill Gateway. This would be from the North Howard Street ramp off of High Level Bridge as you're crossing from Cuyahoga Falls into Akron. The update on that is I spoke with Akron Traffic Engineering about a month or two ago, and they indicated this was not something that they were looking into. And they said their goal was to connect Akron with roads. So my interpretation of that is that modal filters are not currently a big part of the strategy right now. And that's what the North Hill Gateway would be a modal filter. I looked at, I don't know if it was from AMATS data, it might have been ODOT data, but when that road was open, it was only carrying like 1,800 cars, I guess, per day, which is a really low level of car traffic. So that's why we proposed to converting it into like a temporary like bike and pedestrian facility. Funny enough, I spoke with, I think, Nathan Lepo over at Metrobus, and he sent me some information that actually the Metro did a BRT study, and one of the proposed BRT bus rapid transit routes was actually just along that same route. So if we were to take action on this right now, it would preserve that area and not let people get too used to using that for cars again, because in the future it could become a BRT area. And, you know, the R in BRT stands for rapid. So clogging down a bus lane with cars might, in my view, is not a good use of that space. So is there a question or should I keep going?
I was just going to make a comment. This is Tasha Harris. I'm from Metro. So I also wanted to say, in addition to that feasibility study that you got, we're getting ready to do an LPA study. It'll be about a 14-month study to kind of firm up on the investments that we'll be making for BRT. So, you know, we'll be glad to share that information as it comes along.
That's awesome. And LPA, that's locally preferred alternative?
That's correct. Yeah, I'm sorry to be speaking in acronyms. I should have said that. Yes.
Okay, cool. So would that be like you'd be doing like community outreach and stuff and see what people think about the different routes?
Correct.
And just out of curiosity, I don't want to get too bogged down, but like what's the overall status of BRT with Metro? Because the last I heard is just that feasibility study. Like, is there any update on that?
So yeah, we're moving forward. It's in our, you know, we're putting it in our capital budgets. We are again, we're doing this LPA, and that's phase one of then going out for some CIG grants with the FTA. We've also received a couple of grants for Superstops. And that's sort of an introduction into BRT. And then in addition, we're doing some traffic signal priority, some partnerships like with Fairlawn. We've spoken with Barberton and Cuyahoga Falls. So we're moving forward with some things that are adjacent to BRT that will help develop it. Our BRT is probably going to look different than other cities. You know, we'll have probably some shared lanes. It's moving forward full steam ahead.
Okay, that's awesome. And I mean, gosh, I could talk forever, but as far as the BRT goes, is there like a specific route or routes that's like actually like are we like, how do I put it? Like, is where are you in the process on that? Because I believe that feasibility study had about four routes that were looking pretty viable. So like, are you picking
the
like four one or like
that are viable? Yeah, the four that are viable, the LPA will help us determine which one to start on. I mean, I think we're planning to utilize all of them, but we have to start somewhere. So the LPA will tell us what the best place is to start and where to put our initial investments.
Okay, cool. Could you put your email in the chat? I'd love to follow up with you and hear more about some of that.
Okay, sure.
Okay, cool. And then one last quick update. You can also see this on the Vision Zero website, but we have a proposal called the Towpath for All. And this would kind of build on the win that we just experienced with Memorial Parkway, where if you look at Cuyahoga Street, it's I don't really see the logic in it's 35 miles an hour, but it's a bit of a residential road, and it's right next to North Howard Street, which is a bit more of a through street. And off of Cuyahoga, you have another access point to the Towpath Trail. So I would love to see some like traffic calming or something between. And there's a map on the site, but on Otto and Glenwood Ave as it intersects with Cuyahoga, that's like a route to the Towpath Trail. And so currently the neighborhoods on Glenwood are kind of cut off from the Towpath Trail. So again, being able to access that Towpath Trail, being able to go downtown, being able to go up north and shop and work and all that stuff would be beneficial. You can read more on the website. So, yeah, thanks for listening if anyone has questions, but that's the update from Vision Zero Akron.
Great. Yeah, glad to see the progress there. I think you sent me the press release last week, Andy, and so I checked that out and looked at your site again and stuff, and it sounds like there's some good stuff in the works, so glad to hear that. Does anybody else have any questions or anything they'd like to share before we adjourn? Okay, well, thank you all for your time, and please at the very least check out our public participation plan, and as always, let us know if you have any questions or comments anytime.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks everyone for participating. I appreciate it.
Have a great night. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Have a good night, all.